Tantramar Council will be asked to approve the municipality's strategic plan for the next 3 to 5 years tonight at their regular council meeting.
This is quite an exciting day for Tantramar for the final delivery of our very first strategic plan as a new government. This plan is our roadmap for success. It will provide clear direction, maintain organizational goals, and manage public expectations while guiding council in the decision-making process.
CAO Jennifer Bourne introduced the plan to council at their meeting on March 24th. The plan was created by consultants at Strategic Steps Incorporated after a series of public consultation sessions last summer, as well as meetings with senior staff, stakeholders, and a 1.5-day workshop with council members in September.
It's a plan for this council to understand where it is you need to go, what you want to accomplish, and whether you're accomplishing it. Share it widely as you can.
After the council workshop in September, the strategy spent 5 months with consultant Craig Pollitt and Tantramar staff until Pollitt presented an outline on March 11th, and the final draft was seen by the mayor and deputy mayor before being distributed to council on March 20th. Pollitt presented that final draft on March 24th, though most councillors opted not to comment or ask questions.
We always say in our world, council owns the strategic plan. The strategic plan and the budget feed the operational plan. The operational plan belongs to your CAO and the senior administration.
The draft plan calls on Tantramar to immediately take on a tax review, fire services review, recreation plan, and a housing plan this year, but leaves other big items such as climate change adaptation planning, a transportation plan, and a new municipal plan to 2027 and beyond. It also makes no mention of either heritage or arts and culture planning, something that left some residents disappointed. Sackville resident and heritage protection advocate Meredith Fisher says she had hoped to see the protection, promotion, and development of Tantramar's heritage assets as one of the municipality's top 3 or 4 objectives. The former town of Sackville scrapped its heritage bylaw and dissolved its heritage board in 2018. Fisher says she saw heritage concerns repeated often in a What We Heard document produced by Pollitt after public consultations last summer, but says she felt heritage had been sidelined in the document to be approved by council tonight. 2 weeks ago, Councillor Michael Tower also noted the lack of reference to heritage policies.
History, we talked about at the very beginning, and it's in your very first step, but isn't really in the plan as to talk about and what do we do to support the history aspect. And I think we have to find a way to make that fit in there too.
Pollitt told Tower that he hoped heritage would be addressed anyway.
There are other pieces that are going to, I think, if done well, will cover those things. We didn't feel like we needed to have them up front in the document. So they're there. They're there in the conversations that were had. They're just not represented in the document, but they will be in future plans.
Strutt's Gallery Director Paul Henderson says he hopes that arts and culture will be inserted into some of the other plans and objectives mentioned in the 3 to 5 year plan, but doesn't have much faith that will be the case since there was no specific mention of arts and culture in the guiding document. Henderson and Owens Director Emily Falvey have presented to Council in the past, asking the municipality to create an arts and cultural strategy. And arts and culture was identified recently by economist David Campbell as a potential growth area for the Tantramar economy. Councillors still have time to make changes to the strategic plan before approval, but CAO Jennifer Bourne warned that changes would also cost the municipality in terms of redesigning the final document. Bourne also said that given how late in the year the plan is being approved, staff will need all the time they can get to meet the plan's first year to-do list.
To try to stick to timelines and targets within that, it does take, as you can imagine, some time to do plans. So in order to meet any year-end targets within the STRAP plan, would be looking to, as soon as possible, advance the approval or acceptance adoption of the document.
That's Tantramar CAO Jennifer Bourne. The Tantramar strategic plan will be up for approval tonight. Council meets at 7 p.m. in the Tantramar Municipal Hall in Sackville.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.